The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome, welcome. Wherever you might be, hope that you're doing well. And we'll do a little bit of a guided meditation here. Just settling in to this moment, to this experience. And feeling what it feels like to be here now. How does it feel in the body? Just in a global sense. How does it feel in the mind? Just in a general way. Is the mind busy? Is the mind feeling sluggish? Or maybe there's a brightness, a sharpness. However it might be, with the body, with the mind, can we welcome our experience? Without pushing any of it away, without quietly demanding that it be different, instead, tuning into, aligning with the experience right now. Maybe tuning in to the experience of breathing. Feeling the body breathe. Feeling the stretching, expanding, and the contracting, non-stretching. Just in an easy, natural rhythm. Resting our attention on these sensations of breathing. It wouldn't be unusual, wouldn't be surprising, if we find that the mind has some momentum and momentum with thinking, and we find ourselves perhaps lost in thought, a little bit disconnected from our breathing. We don't have to make that a problem. We just, oh, here I am, meditating. Very simply, gently, begin again with the sensations of breathing. By resting our attention on the sensations of breathing, we start to notice how much the mind wants to be making stories or planning, remembering, fantasizing. Chances are we would notice if we hadn't set the intention of noticing the breathing. That's one of the functions of mindfulness of breathing, is to highlight, help us notice what the mind wants to do. The momentum, the inclination of the mind. It can be helpful to notice not only these movements of the mind of planning or fantasizing, remembering, but also to notice those little subtle thoughts, maybe that arise when we first become aware that we've been lost in thought. Is there a little voice like, oh, shoot? Or maybe, oh, that's right, I'm supposed to meditate. We can notice those thoughts too. Otherwise, we just are hanging out with the sensations of breathing. It can be helpful to set the intention to be with the entirety of an in-breath. And the entirety of an out-breath. Beginning, middle, and end. The entirety of the in-breaths and out-breaths, and the transitions between the types of breaths. We might notice that there are little subtle thoughts while the intention is on the breath. Maybe a fleeting thought. Oh, I feel this more in my chest. I used to feel this more in the abdomen. Or maybe there's a little the fleeting thought in between the in-breath and the out-breath during that transition. We don't have to make it a problem. We're just noticing. So, sometimes our thoughts are subtle, we don't notice them, but they may have an impact on us. They may have an impact on those we come in contact with, in the sense that what we're thinking affects us, maybe in ways that we don't notice, and then we're find ourselves saying things or doing things that are in response to these subtle thoughts that perhaps we hadn't seen. So as part of our meditation, to be aware of what's happening in our minds, in the subtle and not so subtle ways that our minds work. Not that we have to make it a problem, and not that we have to make it different, but there's something about just noticing that can help us not be pushed around by them. So may this practice that we do be for the benefit of all beings everywhere. Mm-hmm.